Blog Talk Radio.
Increasing inside, under the shadow of my presence, you can abide. And like Ezekiel, with dry bones in the valley, I blow and release my wind and my glory. So the shadow of my breath, you can abide. And like Ezekiel, with dry bones in the valley, I
Everybody, stand and help me welcome Travis Green, everybody.
Done so much for me, I cannot tell it all.
Now it
if I had 10,000 tongues, it still wouldn't be enough.
Now
for he has done so very much for me.
to Jehovah. Come on, everybody, bless. For he.
Rise all over this place, Father. We thank you for your presence.
Let it rise, let it rise, as our praises fill the sky. Let it rise, let it rise, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Mercy and mercy forever.
His mercy never runs out.
For he is Lord,
and his mercy
and mercy and forever.
For
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, we thank you for your mercy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Bless the name of Jesus. He woke us up this morning. He kept watch over us as we slept through the night. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Father, we bless you and we thank you. Praise you, Lord. We worship you, O God, in the beauty of your holiness. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. We thank you, Lord, for your kindness. We thank you, Lord, for all that you've done, all that you will do, and all that you're doing in our lives. We say thank you. We bless your name. We praise you, O God. You deserve all praises, all glory, all honor. We praise your name, O God. There's no other name greater than the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So we say thank you. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. When the enemy came against us like a flood, the Spirit of God raised up a standard against the enemy. And so, Lord, you always protect us. We thank you for the relationship that we have with you, the covenant relationship, oh God. Father God, we thank you, Lord, that you chose us. We thank you for finding us, oh God, even in our broken and messed up state, that you still look for us and you found us. Hallelujah. So we bless you, Lord, for your love, that you love us unconditionally. We thank you, Lord, that we can call on you every day, 24/7. There's always a direct line with you. Thank you that we have access to you, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the great I Am, the one who created the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We bow down before you. Hallelujah. We say thank you. From the bottoms of our hearts, we say thank you. We are grateful to you in the name of Jesus. In our walk with you, we need you every second, every minute, every hour. Holy Spirit, take preeminence in our lives. Teach us, lead us, guide us, Holy Spirit. Show us steps to take and steps not to take, O Spirit of the living God. Holy Spirit, we are dependent on you. You are our lifeline. We surrender completely and totally to you. Have your way in our lives, the living God. We thank you, Lord, that you refresh us every day. Thank you for the refreshing in the spirit. Thank you, Lord, for refreshing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Thank you, Lord, for the fresh oil, the fresh anointing in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Holy Spirit. Lead us, teach us, guide us. The all truth. Thank you, Spirit of the living God. Father, this morning we come to thy throne of grace, and we ask you, Lord, for mercy, your mercies on you every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, O Lord. Sin and we have fallen short of your glory, and we cry out to you this morning for mercy, mercy, mercy. Have mercy upon us, O God. Have mercy upon our children, our grandchildren. Have mercy, O God, upon our spouses. Have mercy upon each and every one of us, O God. This morning we pray for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Forgive us, O God, of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us. Lord, we are truly sorry for all that we have done that did not bring glory and honor to your name. Oh, Lord, we pray for mercy in the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord. You say if we confess our sins according to your word, you are faithful and just to forgive us of all our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So, Father, we thank you that when the Holy Spirit brings us into conviction, that we can fall down and cry out to you and not have a reprobate mind, but have a mind that when the Holy conscience, that when the Holy Spirit convicts us, that we'll go into repentance in the name of Jesus, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and never to go back, and we'll depend on the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Father, we bless you. We thank you. Hallelujah. We praise your name. Oh, Lord, let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Release the blood of Jesus for the airways, the cyberspace, the networks. Soak our homes in the blood of Jesus. Our doorways in the blood of Jesus. Oria masan de koria masan. Oh, the blood, let the blood wash away our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord, we thank you for the precious blood. We thank you for the redeeming blood. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, the blood, oh God. We soak our bodies in the blood of Jesus. Every cell in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. Tissue, organs, system in the blood of Jesus, oh God. We pray for complete and total healing in the blood of Jesus. Make us whole, O God. Heal us, deliver us, set us free in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the precious blood of Jesus, the redeeming blood of Jesus. Thank you for the blood. Let the blood of Jesus strengthen us. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. The blood of Jesus. We cover our children in the blood, grandchildren in the blood of Jesus, spouses, nieces, and nephews in the blood of Jesus, siblings in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak for us, O God, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Precious blood of Jesus, the redeeming blood of Jesus. Father God, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith. And our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, the armor on our children, our grandkids, oh God. The armor on our spouses, everyone under the sound of our voice, oh God, and their families. Father God, we put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, we cancel every work of the enemy against our lives. Every plan of the enemy, we cancel through the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus. No weapon fashioned against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment shall be condemned. When God is for us, who can be against us? Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And so, Father, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you for divine protection. We thank you for your strength that is made perfect in our weakness, oh God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, for courage, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for wisdom, oh God. We thank you for provision, oh God, Jehovah Jireh. The Lord will provide. We thank you, God, that we have you as our Father, Abba Father. Hallelujah. Abba Father, we thank you that we have a relationship with you. Thank you, Lord. Take us deeper and deeper. Help us to know you more, Holy Ghost. Help us to know Abba Father more and more. Oh, that he loves us unconditionally. Help us, oh God, in our walk. Give us understanding. Give us revelation. We pray, oh God, for godly wisdom. Oh, Father, we hunger and thirst after righteousness. You say, they that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. So empty us of ourselves. Fill us up. Can overflow with the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you that you are a wall of fire around us, and you are the glory within us. Father God, we thank you and we bless your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we blind the eyes of every monitoring spirit in the name of Jesus. When the monitoring device, the evil ones are using to monitor our lives and destiny, we release the blood of Jesus to utterly destroy every monitoring device used against us, used against this individual. We destroy it through the resurrection power that's in the blood of Jesus. We hide in the secret place of the Most High. We hide under the shadow of the wings of Almighty God. Oh, Father, us, God, cover us. Cover us in the name of Jesus. And so, Lord, we thank you for your tangible presence. We have a God that is always here. Hallelujah. We bless your name. I pray this morning that each and every one of us that are listening, that we'll receive what the Spirit of God is speaking. In the name of Jesus. So we bless your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray, amen and amen. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. For those of you that's just joining, hallelujah. We say good morning in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The Lord wants us to go this morning to Psalm 3. Psalm 3, if you have that, if you have your Bibles with you,
Please turn to the book of Psalm 3. Hallelujah. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, you are my strength and you are my redeemer. Father, as I bring this word forth, let it not be me, but the Christ that lives inside of me. I hide behind the cross, Jesus, all of you, and none of me. From the King James Version, I'm reading from, Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be we say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. Selah. Selah means pause. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter my head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill, Selah. I laid me down and I slept. I awaked, but the Lord sustained me. I would not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have me round about. Arise, O Lord. Save me, O my God. For thou hast smitten all my enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people, Selah. It's a short psalm, hallelujah. Amen, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. When we look at David and he's crying out to the Lord. And we all cry out to the Lord regardless. When we're going through problems and situations, we cry out to the Lord. Hallelujah. And there are sometimes you're crying out to the Lord and you think the trouble, instead of the problem decreasing, you see it according to your physical eyes increasing. And then there are times you wonder, where is God? Because the more I pray, the more I cry out, the more I fast. But what's going on? Why? I thought it should be less, but it's more issues, more problems. What is happening? And can you imagine that even your enemies are laughing at you? Where is her God? Because, you know, one of the things, we so fast to judge. We so fast to assume and be presumptuous. Hallelujah. Which is not right because that person is praying. Person is fasting. That person is doing this. And what is happening? They have issues upon issues. And so sometimes even the enemies, they begin to mock you and laugh. And sometimes the very people you tell your issues to, you don't even know who they are. Because they as they put the phone down, they begin to laugh. And you don't even know what's going on. Hallelujah. What do you do when you get into that place when you're crying out to the Lord and the problems of grief? And if it's not one thing, it's another thing. What do you do? Seem like the gathering around you has increased. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Psalm 3, Hallelujah. Even though David is crying out, he said, many dare be with me of my soul. It's a critic. There's no help for him in God. Look at him. Look at her. They pray, but yet all these things are happening. The fact that there's no help. But then David said, and Lord, are a shield for me. Lord, you are a shield for me. You are the glory, my glory. My glory is personal. So when you get into those places, this is what you say. This is what you put yourself in a position. You don't get in a mood of depression and close the door. I don't want to speak to anybody. And you get in an angry mood or whatever mood, and you don't get upset with God. Hallelujah. In that way. Hallelujah. And that's why you got to listen out. Keep your ears in tune to the Holy Spirit. But thou, O Lord, Lord, you are a shield for me. My glory, and the lifter of my head. Hallelujah. So God is a shield. He's your protector. Hallelujah. He's the glory. He's your glory and the lifter of your head. If you want to look at that in some comparison, you look at Job when he went through a lot of stuff. But what did you see? God was his shield. God was the glory and the lifter of Job's head. What, even though Job went through all those things, even though I'm like, no, you're not like Job, because the things that happened to Job, take time and read it. Hallelujah. But what it is, Job, the glory and the lifter of Job's head was God. Hallelujah. And God did do it. God allowed the enemy to do those things to Job. Because, you see, God had already put some things. You know, God will not give you more than you can bear, because you really don't know that God has placed so much in you that you don't even know that you can, that he will shield you, he will protect you, that he will give you that strength, he will give you that courage. And Job friends, they said a whole bunch of stuff, but Job never cursed God. He never cursed God, and in the end, he got more than he ever had. As a matter of fact, Job had to pray for his friends. Job had to pray for his friends. Otherwise, they would be injured. There are times you have to pray for those that are against you. Hallelujah. Another time, let's look at the woman who was caught in the act of adultery. The woman caught in the act of adultery. Hallelujah. And they came to stone her. And they asked Jesus that question, what should we do? What would you do? And all that stuff, Jesus, what did he say? He said, let him without sin cast the first. Israel was in a crushing position, about to be stoned according to the law of Moses. But grace stepped in. Grace step in. Hallelujah. And grace is Jesus. He said, Jesus said to the woman, where are your accusers? And she looked, they were not there. He said, go and sin no more. Go and sin no more. What am I saying to you? When Jesus stepped in, hallelujah, when, hallelujah, the glory. So Jesus, what? He came in at the right time. The timing was right. I told you, for everything, there's a time and a season. Sometimes you think, oh, I'm about to die. It's over, it's over. But the woman can say, but thou, oh Lord, are a shield for me. Jesus protected her. My glory, glory. And the lifter of my head. Hallelujah. Go and sin no more. Hallelujah. Where are thy accusers? Amen. In the name of Jesus. And I just want you to know that regardless of how things look, regardless of what you're going through, remember, but thou, O Lord, art a shield. The shield is a protector. You remember Psalm 5, verse 12? Shield is a favor. Amen. Shield is favor too. When God favors you, he protects you. You know, sometimes you think, oh, it's so hard. If God had not stepped in, some of the things that we have been done to us, and we thought, what I was saying, do not get into the mood of complaining and in that negative mood. No, no, no. I will yet praise him. Psalm 42, I will yet praise him. I will yet praise him, praise him. And begin to trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your understanding. Do not lean on your own understanding, because when you try to understand it, you will not understand it. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Give him your all. Trust him. Don't give up on God. If your friend's laughing, that's okay. Trust him. As they laugh, you praise. As they humiliate you, Lord, I praise you. Do not even be distracted by the humiliation. Lord, I praise and I thank you that you cannot feed into those things. Hallelujah. You got to keep your eyes focused on Jesus. And sometimes you get to a part of your life that you got to let go and go by yourself, just like Abraham did. He said, stay, me and the boy going yonder. There's a certain place you just go by yourself in that place of God, and you praise him. When you praise God, you let him know, Lord, I trust you. I know that you will bring me through. So you begin to praise him and tell him thank you, because you have faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. He is what? Your shield. He is your glory of your head. No shame and disgrace will come to you. Hallelujah. Because God has a way of stopping. He has a way of stopping those that are against you. You don't know about that particular person or the group or whoever it is. You don't know. You think you know everything? No, you don't. But God knows everything about that particular individual. Everything they do, God knows. So God knows how to stop them. That's what Jesus said. Let him of us sin cast the first stone. The rocks started dropping one by one. The old people were the first to leave. read the scripture, they were the first. Because they know what it has done. The older you are, you've been through more experiences than the younger one. And then when you look, everybody put their rocks down. Because, let me say this, that Holy Ghost was working, brought them into remembrance of some of the things, the evil things they had done. And they couldn't, and they knew they couldn't mess with Jesus because Jesus knew everything about each and every one of them. Jesus knew everything about them. All knowing. Fret not yourself because of evildoers. Hallelujah. So I'm here this morning to encourage someone, encourage myself, encourage all, that regardless of what it is, keep your eyes on Jesus. He is, oh Lord, you are my shield, you are my protector. You are the glory. You are the lifter of my head. This is so easy for you to remember that. Use it as a prayer. Use it as your prayer. Oh, Lord, you are my shield. You are the glory of lift my head. Lord, I'm depending on you. Lord, I trust you. Those are things that are so easy. You don't have to even go into a fast mode and all that stuff. It's so easy to communicate. It's so easy to with God. People make it difficult, but it's not difficult. And David, and I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. You see, David had established that God, he already knew, I know I can trust my God. He said, I laid me down and slept. I awake. Why? Because the Lord sustained me. If it wasn't the Lord, I wouldn't be afraid of 10,000 of people that have set themselves against me round about, surrounded. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God. For thou hast smitten all my enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. You're in a covenant relationship with God. These people are not ungodly. And even, oh, they're in the church. Yeah, but if they're in the church and they're still doing these things, then something's wrong somewhere. They have broken their covenant relationship with God. Because if they're in the church, and then they're not supposed to be engaged in this evil. And if they engage in it, God will never be for them, covenant with God. And therefore, they have an opening. So when God ready to release his judgment, it comes to them. That's why we have to be careful. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people. Father, this morning, we thank you for your word. We thank the Lord for all that you have done and all that you will continue to do for us. You are my shield, are my glory, and the lifter of my head. Oh, Father God, you are, and then you pray for your children. Lord, you are. You said, Lord, you are. I said, Lord, you are the shield for Ricky. You are Ricky's glory, and you are the lifter of his head. Lord, you are Crystal's shield. Lord, you are Crystal's glory, and you are the lifter of Crystal's head. Hallelujah. Lord, you are Al's glory, shield. You are the shield for Al. You are the shield. You are his glory, Al's glory, and the lifter of Al's head. Hallelujah. When you pray for your children, Lord, you are Tina's shield. Lord, you are Tina's glory and the lifter of her head. Hallelujah. And you begin to pray because God blesses your bloodline. Don't forget, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Lord, can you pray for your children and the, pray for your spouse? Lord, you are Irving Shield, Irving Glory, and the lifter of his hand. In the name of Jesus, you begin to pray, pray. Lord, you know people in your church, people in your ministry, your friends who are in Christ Jesus. And you put their names in there and you begin to pray. You pray for your siblings. Lord, you are Richard's shield. You are Richard's glory and you are the lifter of Richard's head. That's why you pray for your siblings, your nieces, your nephews, and those that do not know Christ. You stand in a gap for them and you pray for their salvation and you cry out to the Lord. You don't forget. God will answer your prayers. You remember? Don't let no one fool you. Remember Lot. God came down and he sent the angels to rescue Lot because Lot was Abraham's nephew. Because of Abraham's sick, because of Abraham's covenant relationship and obedience, Lot and his family were saved. God, saved. So don't let no one fool you. That's why you need to read your Bible. Because those that are connected to you, even though they're doing the wrong thing, but because you intercede, because you pray, the Lord will hear your cry. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We bless your name. We thank you, Lord, that we can pray for one another in the name of Jesus. Even those that do not know you, we pray for their salvation, oh God. And we stand in a gap. Because, Lord, you love the world. You did not only come, you didn't come for the righteous, you came for the sinners. You love everyone. So we can stand in the gap as your covenant children. And lift up prayer. And you will hear those prayers, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Then in the gap and said, Lord, have mercy. Have mercy upon ABC, as well as your children. Have mercy. You are covenant keeping God. We thank you, Lord. So don't be so quick to judge and pray for one another. He is the glory. He's the lifter of our hands. As we leave this morning, meditate on that word. As this, there's a song that I'm going to play. And I want you to receive this in your spirit. Don't leave without receiving. In the name of Jesus.
You're my glory and the lifter of my head. You're my glory, Lord, and the lifter of my head. For thou, Lord, art shield for me, my glory, and the lifter of my head. You're my glory.
Hallelujah. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord ever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful and blessed day.